Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik Gimel Mishnah Beis. So I have here 50 barrels of wine. Ah, just right, I give a 50th. I separate one barrel, this is Truma, then it turns out that barrel is vinegar. What did we learn in the previous Mishnah? If it was wine at the time I separated it as Truma, it only turned to vinegar later. Okay, Truma is Truma. When I gave it, it was good. If I knew for sure that it was already vinegar when I separated the Truma, it's for sure not good. But if it's a Suffolk, I don't know if it was vinegar or not. I have to give a second Truma. So now I have the first Truma that I gave and the second Truma that I gave. Zak de Mishnah. And the first halach is actually, again, something which we learned in the previous Mishnah. Nafla achas mehen. If either the first Truma or the second Truma that I gave, if one of them fell, letaycha cholin into cholin, and I don't have 100 times the amount of cholin, connected the Truma. Zak de Mishnah, eina midamata. Midumah means, where normally if you have Truma that falls into less than 100 times the amount of Chulin, it's all considered Truma, not in this case, being that it's only a Suffolk, and this din, that Truma only becomes bottle in 100, is a din midrabanan. So we say Suffolk derabanan lekola. And I don't know which is the real Truma. Any one of them could maybe not be Truma. If the first one was vinegar before I separated, it's not Truma. And if the first one was wine before I separated, the second truma I gave is not truma. So therefore, once again, says the Mishnah, Nafla achas mehen, if one of them fell in, l'toycha chulin into chulin, and you don't have 100 times the amount of chulin to be mevatelit, unlike regular truma, eina midamata. It doesn't make it a meduma mixture. So let's say the first one fell into, 99 times the amount of chulin. Don't worry. Doesn't all become truma. Nafla shnia l'makam acher, and then the liquid in the second barrel fell into a different place. Also, in a midamatan. There too, I don't have 100 times the amount. No problem. Still not all considered truma. But, and here's the big but. Naflu shtehen l'makam echad. My first truma and my second truma both fell into the same container of chulin. Now I don't have a suffix, because one of them is for sure truma. Zak the Mishnah Medamois Kaketana Shevishtein. We have to touch these words very carefully. We've already explained in the previous Mishnah. If I take one barrel and I say this is Truma for the 50 barrels of wine, and now I have to take Truma again, because maybe it was vinegar. The amount of wine in my second Truma is going to be less, because I'm still taking a 50th, but this time it's going to be a 50th of 49 barrels. So my first full barrel of wine fell into a mixture of cholin, and now my second almost full barrel of wine fell into a mixture of cholin. Zak de Mishnah midamos kiketana shebishtein. In other words, I'm going to look at that second truma. Let's say that second truma, just for illustrative purposes, had a gallon of wine. So I'm going to say it's going to become all meduma if I don't have 100 gallons of wine. But if I have 100 gallons of wine, it's not a problem. But the first one fell in, and the first one is more than a gallon? No. I don't have to worry about that. Medama is kaketana shebishtein. If you have 100 times the amount of the smaller amount, that's enough. Only if you don't have 100 times the amount of the smaller amount, that's what I'm going to say. Everything has to be treated like truma. Okay, so let's say in the second truma, there was 1 gallon, and I have to take 100 gallons of chulin, where it fell into, where the first one fell into, and then the second one fell into. So l'maisa, what do I do? Zaktabat tenura. I'm going to take out of the chulin the shear of the two trumais. In other words, out of the first one, I'm going to take 1 gallon plus. It's going to be a little bit more than 1 gallon. Out of the second one, exactly 1 gallon, let's say. So it's 2 gallons point something. That I'm going to take out of the mixture. I'm going to give that to the kayin, because I have to give those two trumais to the kayin. But the rest would be considered chulin. If it was all dimua, I would have to consider the rest truma also, but I don't have to. So again, if each of the trumas fell into a different mixture, I'm going to say, look, each one, it's possible that wasn't truma. If they both fell into the same mixture, now I have a problem, because one of them was for sure truma. But I'm still going to be mekel. I'm going to say I need 100 times the amount of chulin, only 100 times against the smaller amount, which is the second one, not 100 times against the first one. So let's say, like we said in our mashal, the first one was a gallon point something, and the second one was a gallon. If you have 100 times the amount of chul, if I have 100 gallons, that's enough. What I have to do is, I'm going to take out the gallon for the second one, I'm going to take out the gallon plus whatever from the first one, that amount goes to the kayin, and the rest is considered chulen.